WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Less than a month after the fires died down from the rioting in Los Angeles, a group of actors and directors began working on a film to explore the roots of the unrest. To get a different perspective on what had happened, they went to a school in Watts and asked the kids to make the film with them. The kids who worked on the film range from age 8 to 21. They took cameras into their neighborhood and interviewed neighbors, gang members, business owners, and community leaders. The film, 112th and Central, Through the Eyes of Children, has just opened. The Los Angeles Times says it's a demonstration of the revelations possible when filmmakers just let people speak directly to the camera about their human predicaments, without the soundbite grabbiness of most of what passes these days for documentary footage. One of the directors of the film, Jim Chambers, is with us today, along with one of the filmmakers, 13-year-old Cleophas Jackson. When Chambers and the other directors first went to Jackson's school and told the kids they wanted to make a film with them, there was initially a lot of mistrust.
I didn't believe it personally, and some of my friends didn't believe it either, because it was the first time anyone ever came at us with anything like that, giving us an opportunity to make a film, do something that I always wanted to do, and make a change and be able to express yourself freely. We never had the opportunity, so actually we didn't believe it.
What did they say or do that got you to think this might actually happen?
What made me think is because they kept coming.
Uh-huh.
After the first meeting, they came again, and then we started to get to know each other. And they spent some time with us, and we really, we started trusting one another. And from that time on, I knew that it was going to happen.
Can I interject?
Go ahead, Jim.
I have to characterize that first meeting as very, very poignant and powerful. I think a lot of us who worked on it might forget that first meeting, but we went down, we introduced ourselves, and then the oldest member of the students, Daryl Strait, said, like Cleophas just alluded to, "All right, we might consider doing this with you, but only if you get to know us, and only then, because we've experienced too much media rape, if you want to call it that. We've had too many news crews coming down, sticking a microphone in front of our face, turning on the charisma and the cameras, turning the cameras off and then leaving, and boom." They'd felt ripped off in that process. And so during the introduction of person to person to person, we heard stories coming out of the mouths of children 9, 10, 11, 12 years old about living through this L.A. crisis that was really the essence of the film. It turned into a much more formal effort, but we heard children just casually talking about dodging bullets and living without power and living not knowing where their parents might be because they were caught outside in the middle of the melee. And that really just set us on a track as filmmakers that said, all right, if you want to do this, you better be serious about it.
Let me ask you, Jim, about what some of the young people wanted to show and tell in making this film.
We worked with the students for about 6 weeks, very specifically in what we called our pre-production phase, in trying to draw out the stories that they really most wanted to tell. And it became apparent early on, just by leading discussions, what those areas were. So we just tried to clarify them and reiterate them. And by the end of 6 weeks, it was crystal clear. It was the five sections that Cleophas enumerates in the opening of the film. Art, the gang truce, relations with police, family issues, and the future. And those were as diverse and maybe interconnected or disconnected as those themes might be, Those were the ones that were most paramount in their minds. And so we just set out as filmmakers, as a group, to stick to those and try to investigate them as best we could.
Well, let's take a very short break. And I'm speaking today with Cleophas Jackson and Jim Chambers, and they're both involved with a film called 112th and Central, Through the Eyes of the Children. It's a movie made by young people ages 9 to 21, looking at the roots of violence of the 1992 Los Angeles riot. Cleophas Jackson is one of the young people, he's now 13 years old, that worked on the film. And with us as well is Jim Chambers, and he's one of the co-directors of the film. We'll be back after a short break. This is Fresh Air. I'm speaking with Cleophas Jackson and Jim Chambers, both of them involved with the film called 112th and Central, about the roots of the 1992 Los Angeles riots. Let me ask you, Cleophas, because what we see is you interviewing people on camera, and I'm curious how you prepared your interviews and how you thought about what you wanted to ask people.
Actually, I didn't too much think about it. I just went with it.
You just went with what you were feeling?
Yes.
We divided the film into five segments so that we could attack each of the themes. And each group had their own unit of youngsters and older filmmakers, if you want to call that. And Cleophas's group was co-directed by a man named Robert Walker, who has spent a lot of his adult years in the news media. And they would go out in the field for several weeks with Hi-8 cameras and conduct interviews. So by the time that he got on film, he'd been doing this for about 4 weeks, and he was ready.
Well, one thing I would say about the way that you seem to be a very natural interviewer, Cleophas, and there's one where you're talking to an Asian woman about prejudice and how she defines prejudice and how she looks at other people. Was that something that you thought about?
I thought about it because it always seems to happen. If you ask someone something like that, they tend to look at you funny.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll give you an answer, but most people, when you ask them on camera, they tend to shy away and don't give you an answer. But she was pretty straightforward with me.
Well,
Cleophas, talk about the first time you met Angela Oh.
Oh, the first time I met her, I went to her office. And we were going to do an interview with some people who were on the committee, but we didn't do it because it was canceled. And she wanted to interview, and we told her that we were going to interview her on the film. So she tried to interview me at her office, and she tried to get me kind of mix me up to see can she confuse me or catch me and get me in something that I couldn't get myself out of. Like, say different things, questions that she felt that I couldn't answer.
So you felt like she was trying to trip you up?
Yes. Trying to point me out.
Why do you think she was trying to do that?
By me being a little kid, she wanted to see, did I actually know what I was talking about? I did. What was it? Was I really good enough or ready to interview her?
And were you?
I was born ready.
Well, let's play a clip of that interview that Cleophas Jackson did with Angela Oh, talking about prejudice.
Would you define the word prejudice for me?
Prejudice is when people have these ideas already in their mind about how you are or how I am based on just what they see, not knowing who the person is.
Do you feel that there's a lot of that going on in the world?
I think there's a lot of bigotry and prejudice in the world.
Have you ever been prejudiced?
Yeah, I definitely am prejudiced. I have my prejudices.
Of who?
White men. White, financially secure, slender, privileged men.
And why is that?
Because I think that all the rules are made for them.
Do you think that your race will ever have a future in LA?
Yeah, I know it will, because we're not going anywhere. All those people that keep telling us to go back home, we are home. This is our home.
Do you find, Cleophas, that when you're talking to someone on camera, you actually end up having a different conversation with them than you would if the cameras were turned off?
Actually, no. Me, when I get on camera, I tell them the things that I would on the same thing I tell them on camera, I would tell them off camera, because if I'm going to tell you something, I'm going to tell you the whole truth.
Jim, did you want to say something?
Just that the very first meeting we all had down at the school, we all went around and introduced ourselves, raised our hands, said our names and what we did. And Cleophas raised his hand and said, "Hi, my name is Cleophas Jackson. I'm 12 years old and I'm a community organizer." And the room stopped. That also took us in a different turn. We had gone down into a neighborhood that we'd never been to, and here we were in front of a 12-year-old community organizer. And we all looked around at ourselves and said, "We're in for something."
Cleophas, let me ask you how your neighborhood has been changed after the riots. What's different about it?
It's more empty. There's no actually any more stores. The stores that they are rebuilding are liquor stores. There's a lot of graffiti and trash in my community now, and the violence between the gangs had cooled down a little, but there's still a little violence. But as far as the people, it became a little bit better. But the community, it needs to be rebuilt and restored.
Cleophas, do you want to move out of your neighborhood?
Actually, I like the area I am now. I would like to get a house on a better street in my neighborhood. But actually, the hood is where I grew up, and I'm pretty used to it. I would just like to live in a better area. If that means leaving the community, then I guess I would have to. But I would just like to live in a better environment.
There's something you say at the end of the film, Cleophas. You say that when you grow up, you want to be an attorney general.
Yes.
Why?
It's because every time, sometimes I look at TV and I read books. I read a book about attorney general, I read a book. It was a book on the jobs of the executive branch, of the president. And I read a book, and to me, the most interesting job was the attorney general's job. And I liked it, some of the things that the attorney general got to do. It was like a lawyer for the state, but I would like to be an attorney general of the executive branch. They get to work with other lawyers for the state and make deals, but they have to consult with the president. But I think it would be a very interesting job, and I can probably bring about change if I do something, because it was the most, to me, it seemed like to me it was the most helpful job that I can possibly do.
You know, it sounds like you still believe in the system, and this is after the riots and after the King verdicts and all the other things that have happened in the last couple of years. Sounds like you still believe in the system.
Yes, I still have some beliefs in it, but they gotta come through. I mean, when they were running for president, then they were making all these campaign promises. That President Clinton, he promised to bring about change. To be honest, he haven't really done any of that yet. But I think if we give him a little more time, he's going to come around. I hope so.
What do you want for your neighborhood then?
actually in my neighborhood. I would hope that they'd be able to bring some jobs down there. I mean, I ain't talking about no factories. I mean, that cause pollution. I mean, some maybe some construction company jobs, where they'd be able to provide jobs for the community. Maybe even build more housing in the community. That give the someone where it takes a lot of people to bring about a construction company, and you'd be able to hire a lot of people. Cause I know a lot of people in my community that had experience with construction but never went professional with it. That they can really help out and have big ideas. They just never had the opportunity to go somewhere with their ideas. So I think this should bring basically more jobs and more shopping plazas near the community.
Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us today in Fresh Air and spending the time talking with us. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Cleophas Jackson will start seventh grade next month. He worked on the new film 112th and Central through the eyes of the children, which opened in New York today. Jim Chambers is an actor, director, and dancer who is one of the directors and producers of the film. This is Fresh Air.